This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The art world and the entertainment industry collided this week when the identity of the elusive street artist called the new Banksy was finally revealed.
Our sources confirm that it goes by the name Carlotta Botox. This real-life Borat has been masquerading in recent years.
Her trolling of the entertainment industry has been hailed as a performance art masterpiece by the American Association.
Posing in plain sight as a wannabe actress, dog walker, and waitress. Or Carlotta Botox, as she is.
She has not been seen since her bold appearance at a Khloe Kardashian event, where she sabotaged the festivities with her.
And has apparently gone into hiding. Is it all part of an elaborate game? Another piece in an epic performance art installment?
So, where in the world is Carlotta Botox? Come out wherever you are.
It's been 3 days. 3 torturous days since I became famous, and the truth is starting to hit me. This is all a case of mistaken identity. I am not this famous artist that everyone thinks I am. Whatever am I going to do?
She was an unknown actress way back in season 1. Now she is really famous and her life is much more fun. She's walking the red carpet, even got a household name. Here's hoping she won't screw it up and go back to being lame. Welcome to season 2 of the Carlotta Botox Chronicle.
Diary, my dear. Literally overnight, I went from total obscurity to hugely famous. And to be honest, it's been more than I can handle. 3 days later, I am still trending on Twitter, and my Instagram followers are over 1 million. It's overwhelming. Plus, with my manager Dave off the grid, I am dealing with this completely alone. Alone, except for you, dear diary. Oh, it's Dave calling from England. Finally, some real help. No offense, diary.
Carlotta!
Dave! Oh, thank God. I've been trying to reach you for like 3 days. Where have you been?
I'm so sorry. We had an aphid infestation in the hedgerow labyrinth, and the haberdasher messed up my bespoke bowling shoe order.
Okay, you just said a bunch of words, and I don't know any of them. What time is it over there?
Time? Let's see. It's like 8:30 p.m.
8:30 p.m.? That's what time it is here.
Oh, sorry. It meant it's like 8:30 p.m. plus 8. Carry the 1 at the exchange rate.
Oh, it must be like the middle of the night there.
Yes, good call. It is the middle of the night, and I couldn't sleep, so...
Dave, you have to come back. I can't do this on my own. The building has been surrounded by paparazzi, and I haven't been outside in 3 days. I don't know what to do. I've run out of food. I'm living on Tic Tacs and iceberg lettuce. No dressing, of course.
That's your normal diet.
Not the point. Plus, I've run out of water.
How could you run out of water? Just go to the sink.
I've run out of La Croix water, okay?
La Croix? That crap's a liquid hate crime.
Not the point. I can't survive. I need my manager slash landlord. When are you coming back?
Listen, I gotta be honest. I'm not sure I am. I got it pretty sweet over here. Lawn bowling, gin and tonics, and all the cucumber sandwiches I can choke down.
You hate cucumber. They make you belch.
Yeah, it's more like mouth farting. But aside from that, life is sweet. So for me to come back would take, I don't know.
Begging?
Pleading? Getting warmer.
Groveling?
Warmer.
How about I up your fee to 30%?
You should answer the door. There's someone knocking.
No one's knocking on my... Oh, there's someone knocking on my door.
Ta-da!
Dave!
30% it is.
How did you get here so fast? I mean, we were just on the phone.
Diary, Dave and I spent hours catching up on everything, including his decision to come back to America.
I thought your grandmother was like 106 and about to die, and you were gonna inherit an entire country estate?
That's what I thought. My grandmother's lawyer misled me.
Oh no, David, you nimby bodge biscuit. I'm not 106.
But Barrister Moisson Minge the Fourth said that...
I'm just 86, a mere sprite of a girl. My mother is 106.
Your mother?
The elder Dame Pickles, your great-grand Mimsy. We keep her in the attic.
Hello, is there anyone out there?
She's mostly lint and sandwich crumbs these days, but the old girl just keeps ticking.
I don't need to wait 20 years to become a lord. I realized that I'm already a lord. I'm a landlord here in Van Nuys, California. And I got a tenant who needs me.
Wow, Dave. I'm really touched.
I was talking about the guy in 412. Been texting me for weeks about a clogged toilet.
So, Diary, this was great. Dave was back for at least 20 more years. With my support system intact, I was ready to tackle this fame thing, and my first public appearance was on the books, the trendy pop culture talk show, Hello and Willow.
I'm Nigel Pillow, former editor of Film Comment magazine, and now I do this.
And I'm Willow Dinge, former critic of Nail Gels. Coming up next, the very first interview anywhere with the elusive artist formerly known as and currently known as Carlotta Botox.
We'll be talking with her about anarchy, art,
and all things Kardashian. It's coming up right after the break, so stick around.
This episode of Pillow and Willow is sponsored by Dominic Bag of Donuts, Hubcaps and Cigarettes. Available wherever fine hubcaps and
I'm
cigarettes
I'm freaking out,
sold.
Dave.
Jesus, me too. Look at this green room. It isn't even green. Why do they call them green rooms? It's disconcerting.
Ugh, can you please focus on me? I'm starting to get nervous. I've never been on TV before. I always got fired before we shot anything.
Relax. Just remember to be yourself out there.
Well, that's the point. I can't be myself. If I'm myself, then everyone will know that I'm not this world-famous artist. I'll be exposed as a fraud faster than you can say Milli Vanilli.
Wake up! Haven't you noticed? This is the decade of the fraud. Fakes, poses, charlatans. People have been eating it up since 2016.
Miss Botox, they're ready for you on set.
Wish me luck.
Okay, hashtag don't fuck up.
Thanks. Couldn't you go with a more traditional... break a leg.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
And we are back from commercial in 3, 2...
Tonight, only on Pillow and Willow, she is the mysterious performance artist, anarchist, and vandal who first burst on the scene with her bold graffiti tag of Stonehenge.
Since then, it has been destroying landmarks the world over, captivating admirers along the way.
But lately, she's turned her focus to vandalizing pop culture icons.
Yay, because that's way more interesting. And tonight, Willow and Pillow has her.
The name of our show is Pillow and Willow.
whatever. For the first time, it speaks. Let's turn now to this brilliant disruptor and hear from her in her own words. Go on. Say something.
Before we dive in, tell us, do you prefer hip or Carlotta? Well, bravo to you for your refusal to commit, because when it comes down to it, what is a name?
It's just a label. That's all it is. Labels don't mean anything.
Well, sometimes they do. For example, when I label myself as a Pulitzer Prize-nominated film critic, and you label yourself as a judge of nail gels, that means something.
Whatever.
Turning to your art now, graffiti art. As Andy Warhol once said, art is anything you can get away with. Your thoughts?
I think Billie Eilish said that.
I wasn't asking you for your thoughts. And anyhow, it was Warhol.
Billie Eilish.
Warhol.
Eilish, final say, no take backs. Okay, let's talk shoes. You did this whole performance art thingy by spray painting a pair of cheap shoes to look like Louboutins. Then you tracked paint all over Khloe Kardashian's house.
Can you say a few words about your stunning takedown of that iconic luxury brand?
And also what it was like to trash Khloe Kardashian's house? Because that seems like fun.
It was so outside your normal oeuvre. Can you speak to that? Because I have a theory, and if you'll indulge me, I think that what you were doing was actually engaging in a virtual dismantling of a consumerist society.
I must interrupt, okay? She knew it would trend, and like, that's why she did it.
Well, yes, as a byproduct, but these biomorphic footprint abstractions were really an expression of the need
for... You're tripping, Nigel. No one even knows what you're saying.
Dearest Diary, my very first TV appearance, I was so completely panicked about it, but it seemed like it was going okay. So long as these two Nimrods kept fighting, I could keep my mouth shut before I even knew it.
Well, I'm afraid that's about all the time we have, Ms. Botox. Your insights on art and fashion and life are positively surreal.
What he said, so real.
You are a true genius.
Before I knew it, it was over.
All right, that's a wrap, everyone. Thanks.
10 years at the Old Vic Theater gets me this. Someone call my agent immediately.
You did great!
But I couldn't have said more than 5 words.
Technically, you said 2 words and a bunch of ums.
Good God, that's awful.
It doesn't matter what you think. It only matters what Twitter thinks. And it thinks you're fantastic. Look, Carlotta Botox is a genius. I heart Carlotta. There's even a hashtag for fans. Hashtag Botox Nation.
Fans?
So many fans. Here's one. Carlotta Botox is a fraud. Oh, well, let's forget that one.
A fraud? Who said that?
Just someone called Carlotta Botox. Doesn't matter. Hate is gonna hate. The overwhelming response is positive. You're a hit. A media darling. Now, it's time to capitalize on it.
I don't know, Dave. My imposter syndrome is really fierce today.
Maybe because you are an actual imposter?
Not helping.
Miss Botox, can I get an autograph?
Oh, this is a first. What should I write?
Maybe your name?
Oh, yeah, great idea. C-A-R, as in the automobile. L-O-T-T-A.
Love you, Carlotta.
Mwah.
Thank you. Now if you'll give Miss Botox some space.
You're a good manager, Dave. Even though, you know, sometimes you aren't there when I need you, and you sometimes say the wrong thing.
I feel like there's a butt coming.
And sometimes you dress really tacky, and sometimes you talk with your mouth full.
Feels like we're really, really close to a butt.
But when it comes down to it, you're okay.
Thank you. You know, since I am managing the hottest new celebrity in America, I've been thinking.
That's amazing.
That wasn't the end of the sentence. I've been thinking ... about expanding, opening my own agency, taking on new clients.
Oh, but what about me?
You will always be my number one, Carlotta. But we gotta start thinking bigger. Imagine if we have a stable of creative talent like directors, writers. We could package projects for you, things you could act in or even produce.
Wow, that actually seems like a sound business strategy, Dave. Did you just pull that out of your ass?
Nah, it's been up there for a while now. Say, what do you think of the title, Aristocracy Management? We'll treat you like royalty.
I think, Lord Dave, that is a brilliant plan.
So, Diary, I had my manager back and we had a plan. Between Dave and me, this whole fame thing is gonna be a total no-brainer. I can feel it. Toodles, until next time.
Hey everyone, this is Anne Sloan, the creator of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles. If you would like to hear a preview of our next chapter, stay tuned until the very end of this episode. Our show today stars Samantha Gordon as Carlotta and Trevor Lasore as Dave. Co-starring were David Allen, Victoria Hansen, and Tim Lanterman. It was written and directed by yours truly, edited by Laura Lipson, and engineered by Ivan Rivera at Clear Lake Recording. Full credits are available at our website, carlottapodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. Next time on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
I have a meeting with my stylist about my Oscar dress.
Darling, I've arrived. It's me, Yaya.
Yaya! Oh, it is so good of you to help me with my Oscar dress.
Now, darling, Yaya doesn't have all day.
Over here, a bunch of designers sent me gowns. Seems everyone wants to dress little old me.
Well, of course, you're the shiny new thing. You are a schoolgirl, and the world is your Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, I'm sorry. Too soon?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I? Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo!
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interest?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this. Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.